Little clicky.
Hey everybody, welcome to J2K Podcast.
I'm Justin.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And tonight we have a very special guest, Rochelle. All right.
Hey guys. Glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Pretty excited.
Yeah. So what's up, guys?
What's up? We just had tacos.
Surprise to our listeners. Taco Friday.
Yeah.
I think that's like a staple now is we have taco feast and then we do podcast.
Which makes us full and sleepy.
We could call it Taco Friday.
Taco Friday.
J2K Taco Cast, yo.
It's just going to be a lot of giggling.
I know.
This whole time.
Well, I usually am like
that
the giggle.
That was part of the song.
So yeah. I think Jeff should share with what he did this morning with our listeners.
What'd you do this morning, Jeff?
What was this morning?
What happened this morning?
Jeff.
Your appointment.
You oh, there was an appointment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a Brazilian.
A person?
No,
a Brazilian person?
A Brozillion.
A Brozillion.
And to those of our to our listeners who don't know what a Brozillion is, do you want to share?
Why don't you share? Like,
it's a zillion bros just hanging out.
It's your experience, not mine. I'm not talking about that.
Well, then what'd you bring it up for?
I don't know. I think it's funny and it would be a good topic. But I don't want to talk
super about smooth butthole.
Well, amongst
it
other things.
It doesn't matter if you stand or sit when you wipe.
Yeah, he doesn't even need to wipe anymore.
Right.
The poop just
slides right out.
Dolphin-like.
There's no concerns regarding hair catch.
Snags.
Do animals in the nature wipe? No.
They drop it
and
walk
neither
away.
Does Jeff.
Well, if you saw Rochelle's video of how she wipes.
It's very efficient.
And I did.
That's how animals wipe.
Is it? They do the booty scooty?
Some of them. Yes.
I was pretty, I was taken by the sparkly toilet paper.
No, that was actually the best part.
Said if,
the unicorn kiss toilet paper.
If I could find my glitter, it would have been glitter on that bad boy.
So, like, why do you want to talk about me getting my private region waxed?
Because I think it's pretty funny.
I do too.
Yeah. Not a lot of guys would be comfortable getting that done, let alone talking about
right.
it.
Right.
So I think for those listeners who might be apprehensive to get the Brazilian, you should provide the pros and cons of why you would get a Brazilian.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I do it because I don't like hair on my nuts.
And I don't do it because I have to do everything I can to make myself not look like a 14-year-old boy from the waist down.
Oh my God.
Both very good reasons.
See,
yeah.
A pro and a con.
I trim. I don't go fully shorn.
I did the trim route.
Freshly shorn.
And then I did shorn. And it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It is.
Did you cut yourself?
I was
oh,
a witness
yeah.
to that. I had to put a Band-Aid down
no.
there.
Yeah,
no. It's not a Band-Aid zone.
Oh, it worked.
Brought to you by Band-Aids. They're Band-Aids for your testicles.
I wish I had those. I nicked my nutsack.
Oh my God.
It was a knick-knack bloody whack. Like that sucker was bleeding.
Oh, I bet.
And it comes out. I'm bleeding. How bad is it? I was like, you took full skin.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you couldn't actually see because, you know.
No wonder you went the waxing route.
You gotta take your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say, though, that the shaft and right anywhere around the shaft, especially above it, is the most painful part.
Wait, like the pelvic region?
No, the shaft of your wiener.
Oh, like.
Like, well, something you don't have to worry about.
Gotcha. I was just confused.
Well, I mean, that I know of.
You don't know me.
Not
you don't know me.
That's funny because people that I'm not like interested in, they'll like hit on me or whatever, and I'll be like, "Oh yeah, like the surgery went really well, like way better than anybody expected." And they're like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, I used to be Roger, it's Rochelle. You think these are natural? No."
And that works.
And either
I paid for
that's
these bad
a good
boys.
Way to know if they can handle it or not, because they're either like, "Oh, it's nice talking to you," or they're like, "What the fuck, Michelle?"
They're like, "Well, see you later."
Mm-hmm.
You do need to keep up, right? We have some. You have to have somebody who challenges
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
If you can't keep up with the banner, it's not fun.
It's
so, and then, yeah, I did that this morning, but my esthetician...
like, yeah, yeah, good story.
Yeah, that's really great.
Oh, my God.
She has this thing on her website. It's Fizz Spa, if anybody's interested in Salem. She's really cool. Her name's Erin. And I'm friends with on Facebook with her and also, like, the Fizz Spa page. She, like... dresses up and she usually does vertical stripes or horizontal, I guess, stripes, whatever. And so a lot of people will match her, like she, like a theme on the Facebook page is that people come in with stripes and she does a picture with them. So I said, well, I want in on that. And she goes, if you wear stripes, you're pretty much good to go. So what I did was I wore my one piece Lycra bodysuit. And if you go to Fizz Spa on Facebook, right now, somebody's doing it.
Bodysuit.
Oh, and it's right there.
Oh, nice.
And so, she posted it on Facebook, and we laughed and laughed. And when you wear the one-piece Lycra bodysuit, I am telling you what,
everything.
You start to dance, you start to move different.
Oh, I feel
you like,
it makes
it's
you
like
dance.
You become...
It makes you dance.
An Olympic ribbon twirler.
I got a routine this morning before
yeah.
I left.
And this
work.
Morning I wore it and I did like a dance.
And so
party.
Eye of the Tiger. So Eye of the Tiger comes on to Amazon
yeah.
Music. And he's like, he's in the onesie and he's like, Eye of the Tiger.
And for the people, because you're listening, you can't see, she's putting her fingers in V's and going across her eyes. It goes well when you listen.
It's like Pulp Fiction.
And then he goes down. He goes down on his knee and he's like totally
oh,
doing
yeah.
a dance
Rub
routine.
Your full leg.
It
it's,
was like
yeah.
yeah. He rubs his foot to the top of his leg. It was so funny.
So
yeah,
did that. We laughed like crazy. I brought an extra pair of clothes because I went to the store afterwards.
I know. I asked him. I said, "Hey, so forethought, yeah. are you going to bring clothes with you, or are you going to go to Winco in a onesie?"
Oh my god.
I may have been wandering around outside here with just it pulled up over my jaw.
It's like a wetsuit.
It totally
yeah,
is
yeah,
basically
yeah.
a wetsuit.
It was like a wetsuit.
And it's shiny.
And
oh, yeah, it's super
oh,
shiny.
I think the best part, which you didn't share, is it's a medium.
It's a medium Lycra bodysuit that I can still fit into.
And I didn't know it had pockets. I thought you went to the store beforehand because it looked like you had a couple of avocados in there.
Well, it's funny you would mention that, because I sent the picture to Christine. She sends me back the picture with text on it, zoomed in, circled around my crotch, and says, "Hey, Brandy says nice moose knuckle."
It's one of those things where, like, when you see the picture far away, of course your eyes completely go immediately to the crotch area
yeah,
because
I mean,
of the weird, awkward bulge that the medium lycra...
But there wasn't. You
You're
had
asking
this.
For me.
I fixed it so there was no bulge.
Wow.
And you guys zoomed in.
I'm gonna, okay, like, here's an independent third-party review, as she has not seen the picture.
I haven't seen it.
So here is a picture. Normal. No
yeah, just
zoom.
Don't zoom in.
No zoom.
Those are some...
Immediately!
That is the very first
thing. It does look like avocado.
Oh my god!
Yep.
That is the very first
thing. It looks like an avocado tree is in my pants.
It looks like it's in plums.
Now
I'm
zoom,
not talking
it gets
about
better.
The trunk either.
You could put googly eyes on your side.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, you can make it into an arts and crafts project.
You know, funny enough, I saw a woman at work the other day that looked just like this. But she wasn't wearing a Lycra bodysuit. It's not good.
Anywho.
Yeah, so.
You should put that on your Instagram.
Yeah, so everybody, we're going, I'll post that picture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
On, on our Instagram and our Twitter and our...
And you can be the judge of what you see first.
Yep.
Yeah, because we have so many people beating down the doors of getting a hold of us.
Last time I checked, there were 638 messages in our unread messages in our inbox.
Oh my gosh.
We're so
minus 638.
I'm at least 637 of those.
And that's why you're a guest. Yeah. If you email 637 times, you get to be on the show.
Right. Just one letter at a time asking if I could be on the show.
Oh my God.
I need to piece it together.
So yeah, so what else? I mean, come on, we can get off of me getting waxed.
I am not getting off on that.
Oh my. So, bump.
The sit or stand to wipe thing still has legs.
Oh yeah, people are still talking about it.
Like on our Twitter today, somebody, Burke DeBoer, my buddy who is with Body in the Window Seat, Body in the Window Seat Film Studios, mm-hmm. is like, man, like I can't believe that that still is going on like four things later and it's still super funny. And I thought about it and it was because I never heard of it before. I'm 52 years old and I never, ever, ever heard sit or stand to wipe.
People learn
not to bring it up again.
People learn what they learn when they're little kids and their parents are like, all right, it's all you now. You go right ahead, little guy.
Right. Do your thing.
Do it until you die. Wipe that way until you die. And no one will ever say any. Nobody talks about it.
Well, nobody's standing there about how they wipe. Hopefully.
We're like mavericks.
That's true. Yeah. Do you think as a child you just kind of wing it? Or do you, okay, nature versus nurture on the sit or stand. Do you stand to wipe because that's what your parents did? Or do you sit to wipe because that's what your parents did?
Do you watch your parents go to the bathroom?
I mean, no, when you're but a little kid. They teach you.
Do you though?
Yeah.
Man, they have, haven't you been to the family restroom? Have you been in a family restroom where they have the little seat to strap
you
your kid in?
Any so
they
can public restroom?
So they can watch you take a dump and not run those. Around?
Oh, it's weird.
It's just a little, like, child seat.
Just put my purse in it.
Just buckle it up and watch.
Well, so I have had kids, and I've been through that, and I didn't let them watch me. I let Jackson watch me pee because he was a boy.
Right.
To aim. But I didn't let him watch me take a crap.
Man, I've got a toddler and a...
Ever.
Well, I've got a 4 and a 10-year-old, but when both of them were toddlers, and I, like, it's just me at the store, I can't just, like, let them run willy-nilly while I'm, you know...
Yeah.
Taking a duke. They have to be in the stall with me. I'm not going to put their face in the corner. It's kind of...
Turn around and don't look at me!
I wonder if I get the same face dogs make when they're pooping.
Just like the eye contact.
That ashamed eye contact.
I don't know.
Well, now I'm curious. I feel like we need to ask our parents, hey, so just out of curiosity, do you sit or stand so I know if I'm following the same path of what my parents did?
I don't want to know.
I'm not going to talk to my parents.
Well, I will ask, but we need several people to ask.
Oh, my parents would be totally down talking about.
Oh, mine would be. That's the problem.
We should call my mom right now and ask.
Oh, is your phone working?
Gosh, yeah.
Call her.
Do it.
I'm not going to ask my parents just because I don't have the best deal going on there.
No, okay.
My dad would have so many questions. He'd be like, okay, what's this for?
My mom would be all for it, but we have the time zone.
So anyway, Burke DeBoer, Body in the Window Seat Film Studios. I wanted to give those guys a plug. They're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you can watch their shorts on YouTube. There's some pretty crazy, like, morbid stuff. One of the movies I watched was, like, these two girls, they'd get a thing on their phone, and they had to go to a certain place, and they had to dig up something. Like, one of them was they dug up this, like, sewing kit.
Ooh.
Or, like, you know, a tin, like, the cookie tin. And they open it, and there's a bunch of teeth in there.
Ugh.
And then one of them had to pull the other one's tooth and put it in there, film it, and send it. And then they'd get the next clue.
What?
And the end result, like, they went to all these places, and they ended up, like, in this house with all these people with, like, bandages all over them and ears gone. And that was the movie. Like, it's fucking weird shit. It's really good. It's really good. And Burke's in some of them, and he's a part of that, so... Big shout out to my man Burke. Like, hook me up, bro.
I'm totally into watching that.
Yeah, me too.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Is that on YouTube?
Stuff like that.
Yeah, they're all on YouTube.
Okay. I'm going to pull it up.
Well,
What's the one that the one that just came out was a wife poisoning her husband, killing her husband, and it ends up the neighbor ladies killing both of their husbands.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's short.
So we've got another special guest that we're about to talk to.
Yes.
Justin's mom.
I love that she said yes.
Hello,
son. Hey, mom. I've got a quick question for you. We're on the J2K podcast, and we're talking about how I'm one of the 40% of people that sort of stands all the way while they wipe their tush. And we were wondering if we got that from our parents. Can you confirm or deny whether you stand, even squat just a little bit when you wipe it up?
I sit and wipe.
Sit and wipe. Man, where did I learn it from?
Probably it's easier for you that way. Or maybe Daddy taught you.
Maybe Dad. Yep, maybe I'll have to call him on the next show.
Okay.
Or maybe you guys were just like, all right, you're on your own now, kid. And I just figured it out myself.
I think that's pretty much it.
Probably. Well, have I told you today that I love you?
No, you have not, but I love you.
I love you, Mom.
We love you too, Justin's mom.
Everyone says they love you.
I love y'all too. Aww. And I learned something new about my son today. He likes standing up. That is too weird.
He's a squatter. He's a squatter, my dear.
Squatter over the water.
I love you, son.
Love you too, Mom. Bye.
Bye.
That was so
okay. Can I just tell you guys, I've been waiting for that to happen, and it was your mom. How perfect is that?
I love that she was like, sure.
Not today, but I love you.
Not today, but I sure love you.
Pretty cool.
Oh, my mom's pretty cool.
Well, now that I think about it, my mom is coming to visit.
Oh, you can ask.
You can ask during the podcast. Yes. My mom's in town. Yes.
Would love that.
Are we going to be here Friday night?
We won't, but we could probably do... Like, can we do it a different night?
Or we could...
What night?
I don't know.
We could even do, like, speakerphone.
Yeah, we could do...
Well, it would have to be, like, because my phone is the podcast.
Yeah.
But you could probably...
But nobody can call me while it's happening because it stops recording.
Really?
Yeah, because we remember we messed it up when I was trying to do something.
I don't know. We'll have to figure out logistically offline here. But that'd be cool. We could get my mom join.
Yeah, maybe. We could do a three-way call, and you can do voice memos, and then upload that voice memo onto the podcast.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
We could do a three-way. Have
Dirty bastard.
He always has to bring it there.
That's not what I meant. So.
You guys are terrible.
I would never talk like that.
What I'm trying to say is, innocently, we should have a phone orgy. For a podcast.
I was wondering, not to like change as a complete subject, I was wondering what you were going to say to your mom when I liked how you were like, tushy. He changed it up a little.
You gotta tone it down.
When you squish the tush.
So, Rochelle, back in the day, you were a KUFO 101.1 girl, right?
I was.
What were you called?
We were called Kittens.
Kittens?
KUFO Kittens.
Yeah, and she was like super hot, bikini photos, like... You probably got to see shows and meet people,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I met Olive Korn, Vince Neil and his wife. His wife is so nice. I can't remember her name to save my life, but she was super sweet. Flavor Flav. Him and Vince Neil are, like, really close friends. I had no idea whatsoever. He was completely trashed when I met him. Had the big clock and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flavor Flav.
That's pretty cool. How long did you do that for?
About a year.
Oh, wow.
I think it was in their effort to keep the channel going, the radio station going. Uh-huh. Which it really should have stayed because I think it was the only good rock station anyways. But it got taken over by some, like, AM radio.
Now it's right-wing talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's interesting. And they probably don't appreciate the bikini clad models.
Well, they probably do, but they're not going to tell you about it.
Yeah.
So how does one apply or find out for about a job like that?
It was a contest.
Oh, okay.
We sent in pictures of ourselves. I think mine was in this, like, little pink tank top with my bandana and, like, smear bathroom selfie style. And they're like, yeah, come in, you know, do an interview, blah, blah. And I was like, okay.
Well,
like,
cool.
I just wanted to be able to look back and say, yeah, I did that.
That's
when
so
I got
cool.
older.
Did you get paid?
Yeah. Yeah, we got paid for the parties we went to. We got free concerts. I went to Vegas on them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was
cool.
Really cool. Oh, I miss that.
Now I gotta work a little harder.
Now
for
I gotta
cash.
Work. I can't
it.
Call in for rock concerts anymore.
You're like, I can't like get paid to watch rock stars.
I know, it sucks.
That's cool though. I was wondering, it's like, do you see that job on Indeed?
Man, I wish. I would be right up there. I would be obnoxious about it.
What are you listening to nowadays?
Everything.
Is there something you're stuck on recently, or something new you started listening to?
I checked out the new Tool album.
Yes, I love Tool.
And I have been listening to that just about every day.
Jeff, anything you're listening to recently?
I have listened to Tiger Belly podcast.
Okay.
Bobby Lee and Kalilah and Gilbert.
You're telling me about
that.
And Howard's got a... Or Howard, no. I can't remember the other guy's name. Who's their producer, but he's got a pink dick.
Pink, but, like, bright pink?
Well, I don't know. That's what they say, because he's white. Pink, but it's pink. Amazing. I mean, Bobby Lee and Kalilah is the reason that I'm doing this podcast, because I started listening to them, and I'm just like, oh my God, it's amazing. They just talk and ramble about whatever.
And Kalilah's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. And he just said, like, unless I was doing a podcast by myself, could I go to the places he goes? Like, just completely inappropriate.
He does really enjoy it. They're funny, though. Although the funniest part about listening to that is because he's recently discovered it. The podcast is several years behind.
Oh, yeah, I'm in 2016.
So they'll be talking. At one point, they were talking about how Trump could never be elected president.
Well, now,
about how
now the recent ones, they're like, oh man, it looks like he's going to get elected.
I know, it's just funny. It's like, he's not even going to make it out of the primaries.
Yeah. I'm like so
oh,
sure.
Little did you know.
That's made this year, but they...
No.
Okay.
No, that
I'm
was...
listening, it's been, they've
yeah.
been
oh, no,
having
no, no,
a podcast since 2015.
But he just found it.
I thought we were, on to a different podcast.
Now.
I thought we were on to a different podcast about years past,
nope.
made this year, where they're just... kind of mockumentary style talking about the past.
That would be funny.
No.
Oh, that's...
And, like, they do vlogs. Like, that's why when I messaged you, I'm like, I want us to do vlogs.
What?
I missed a fucking one-liner from Christine.
Yeah. I said, yeah, I thought that was a whole different podcast that you're talking about where they talk mockumentary style talked about the past, and Christine's like, that would hurt my brain.
I would have a hard time staying in, like, the past. I'd jump forward. It would be hard.
I know, baby.
It is
especially
weird.
When I half pay attention to everything my whole life.
Yeah.
She's holding up her phone
she's
right now.
She's doing shit on her phone right now.
I know, I am.
She's like, we go to watch a show and she's playing her fucking golf game.
Okay.
And
I
she's
that.
Like, what just happened?
I really
and I'm
like
Yahtzee. Oh, babe, no.
We were talking about this. We were four shows in and I was confused about, like, they were referencing someone. He's like, that's the main character's name.
Did you guys realize?
Literally.
Did you guys realize you won't have to ask questions to catch up on a show if you actually watch the show?
What?
It's hard to do.
It's weird, but I can do it.
It's tough. It's tough.
That sounds awkward.
No, I am always on my phone.
Speaking of which, I've been looking at dumb phones lately. They're just...
Oh, like a flip phone?
Yeah.
Really?
Just phones. You can call and text. There were some in Russia that you could get radio stations on and put MP3s on, call and text, and that's it.
For, like, yourself?
Yeah.
You're looking at them?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. It's
yeah, I know.
Are you afraid you're too plugged in?
Oh,
things?
Yeah.
I know
okay.
I am.
Oh, yeah, bad.
What a great segue for... I am, like, wanting somebody who is super savvy in social media and marketing... to love our show and be like, here, let me fucking, let me like put you out to the world.
Well, because you do realize,
I'm not very good at it.
You do realize, I don't know if you know this about my mother, she designs websites and used to,
she's
a former commercial
artist.
Is
she savvy on social media?
She created our website for my job.
Like
before.
Instagram,
Twitter,
I believe
so. She
Facebook.
Got us on Facebook and did the, yeah.
Did you just hear me say I spent too much time on my phone?
Yeah,
right.
What a great segue. Well, it can't be you, dude, because you're like, oh, butterfly.
No, it's ADOS.
What were we talking about?
What's ADOS mean, babe?
Attention deficit. Oh, shiny. I love that.
Back to my Sudoku.
Sudoku. You're just multitasking at a different level.
No, but I get
so you're gonna like, unplug, you think?
What?
You're gonna unplug?
I think so.
Oh,
I think I might.
Gosh.
It will probably help my ADOS.
Yeah. Well, do you work when you're not at work, though, with your phone?
I have a designated work cell phone.
Okay. So you'll check.
So your phone's gonna be a dumb phone, and your work phone's gonna be the one that you do all the
work stuff on. I don't do social media and stuff on my work phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I am very paranoid that all the IT guys watch everything I do on it.
Mm, they probably
do. Who knows?
Oh, they do. The computers, too. They have web watcher programs.
Oh, yeah.
So for
like,
your,
it pops up on my screen when I sign in.
For
hey,
your job,
watching.
Are you required to respond to clients after hours?
Okay. Yes.
Like, not after hours, but like when you're not on the clock?
I try to let them know that if I don't answer, call our office.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Do you
have
to bring your
that.
Work phone with you, or do you have to leave your work phone at work?
I take my work phone with me.
Okay.
For those of you out there, I am a casino host, so I build relationships with players. And
I was just wondering about the temptation of, well, I now have my dumb phone, but I still have my work phone.
No. I actually just got rid of internet at my house. I canceled my Netflix subscription.
What?
I've got a PS4, but I mean, I'm not online, so I don't play any video games anymore.
Do you have cable?
I don't have cable. But the reason I did that is because I don't use it enough to justify
it. See, that's the thing. Like, if you're not using it, why bother paying for it?
I've been trying to cancel cable. I haven't been able to,
I haven't had cable
cut the cord.
So long.
It's like, I'm so scared. I feel like, I don't watch it a lot because I work a lot and then we're always doing something. But there's that, what happens, like, if I get bored, you know what I mean? Like, I suppose there's Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix, Amazon Prime.
As we speak about not playing video games anymore, Jeff is turning on the Wii.
Well, no, what happens is everybody who's on this podcast gets to create their own me.
Oh, that's right.
So Michelle gets to create her own me, and we might as well do it
while
we're doing the podcast.
Doing that.
That's funny. Gosh, I can't believe that.
Justin created his own me, and it looks just like him.
I know.
That's right.
I made one for my mom. So, like, when we play, it looks like your mom's, like, hanging out in the background, like, cheering you on when you bowl. it's like for the families with us.
It's real good family bonding.
Is it not working?
It's the wrong one.
Oh, the black remote's better.
It does look just...
So, I'm playing Dungeons & Dragons for the first time tomorrow.
Oh.
I played that.
Never played it before.
Times. It's actually pretty fun.
I have some coworkers who play that all the time. They love it.
Look at me up there, me.
But you have to prepare for Dungeons.
You're playing D&D.
Yeah.
Like, don't you have to build your character first?
Uh-huh.
Have you done that?
It's just D&D with like a dungeon master and the books, and that's it.
He's created like the entire story. And
well, no, I know, but you're not. It's not a video game. It's not
a video game. It's,
yeah, you're doing real D&D.
Exactly. Yeah.
With a 20-sided die.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I went over to his house and we developed a character for me.
Yeah.
I got to name it, and he told me I needed a name, and immediately came up with Reese Botkins for some reason. Which
Reese
is
Botkins.
The
Reese
dumbest
Botkins.
Name. But I'm going with it.
So I...
Here we go.
I played D&D, and I had a dwarf,
that was named Dil Dagan, and I can't remember the name of the human character, but they played together. And in one campaign, we were got locked in a bar, a tavern, and then the doors were barred, and it was on fire. And the human fighter used the dwarf to break through the wall like a battering ram, knocking him unconscious. And the dwarf hated him always since that.
That's what happens. You can't just use dwarfs like that.
It's not I think we're supposed to say little person.
Oh, is it?
Well,
that's like Lotro,
the context of D&D.
It's not someone with dwarfism.
Yeah.
It's
an actual
dwarven person.
Like,
it's D&D.
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons.
They have dwarves
and elves and orcs and.
Oh my gosh, I love
goblins.
Your side pony.
I was like, because.
That's awesome.
I can just.
Okay, everybody.
Ooh.
We're going to debut a new song on the podcast. And it's called Steam Clean.
Jump right in.
As soon as Jeff finished this song, Christine handed her phone over to me and like, look at these two bears fighting. These two bear cubs.
Our little bear cubs.
Isn't it cute?
I love it.
I'm so glad you changed your nose.
To Christine's defense, she does listen to me play that song all the time.
I know.
It's such a good song.
I love it.
I like it too. Companies that are looking for a jingle.
Yeah.
That sell steam cleaners.
Going to the store. Going to buy a steam cleaner. Gonna take it home. And I'm gonna clean my carpets. It's pretty, you know, it's your basic man's jingle.
$49.99 rental.
$39.99. Don't bring it back dirty.
Or if you do, it's $10 more. Oh, that's awesome.
You guys are onto something.
I think we might be.
Yeah. That's how we came up with the podcast jingle is KOA, Campgrounds.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Back when I was married still, which I'm not anymore.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dating,
I was going to say, that can make things a little
bit. We do not live in Utah.
But I'd see KOA Campgrounds, and I came up with a song. You like camping, we like camping at KOA. And then one day I figured out how to play on the guitar, and then I just told Justin, who loved it, and then it became the podcast jingle.
I was like, we gotta make Make we gotta make KOA campground song at J2K.
Oh man, you're going mustache?
Oh, I kind of want one.
That maybe first one looks way better.
This one?
The handlebar one?
No.
No?
No, the cop stash.
Oh, the eyebrows on your upper.
Yeah, that one.
That's awesome. You can also give yourself a mole if you had one.
I saw that.
Again, Rochelle is creating a me on our Wii down here. That's what all the guests do. Or even the first one.
Creating a me-me.
I'm also happy you didn't go with the penis nose.
The Squidward nose is what I was like, oh.
I was like, that one
looks aggressive.
A wee-wee on your Yumi?
Yes.
I know that. I was like, that totally looks like a wiener.
It's an aggressive amount of nose.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And we're back. J2K Podcast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine.
And with special guest,
Rochelle.
So, we just took a little break, and right before we came back, everybody's talking about their weight. Let's talk about our weight. And I'll start, because my buddy, Joe, got a diagnosis from the doctor where he needed to lose some weight. He blew him off, and it got worse, and then he has lost a ton of weight. He asked me and a couple of the guys if we wanted to be involved in this. Get up in the morning, you take a pee, you weigh yourself, you send your weight to the other guys every morning. So I started doing it. And he told, like, he was talking to me, and so it was like I tried to lay off the carbs. I tried to eat, like, a bunch, like, a little bit throughout the day, all day long. Eat more fruits and vegetables, meats, try to stay off the processed food. I got down to about 248 from 260.
Oh, that's still pretty good.
And then I was like, oh, fuck that.
That was way too much work for that little.
And now, now I'm like 255.6, 256.8, back and forth for the last 4 days.
Yeah, there's a fluctuation.
So
especially if you go potty potty before you weigh yourself.
Well, I can't go potty potty before I weigh myself. And everybody, just so you know, Christine's taking a poop is called potty potty.
Oh, okay, I was gonna ask.
It's two potty potties.
So you potty once, you pee, you potty potty twice, it's poo.
Yeah,
that's kind of like my son's or my friend's son calls pooping the yellow. Wait, he calls peeing yellow poops. I have to go take a yellow poop.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I love that.
Yellow poops, daddy.
I think you should go with that one.
Rochelle is making her me, and she's having a Britney Spears crisis during it.
You don't know.
Like she's shaving her goddamn head on
it. I might do that tonight when I go home.
That's a George Costanza crisis.
I need a velvet painting.
So you picked gray for your hair color.
I did.
Okay.
Because it's partially gray.
Got it.
Okay. So anybody else want to talk about it?
So I went to the doctor today for lady times. You know this. And
yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do. I got up on the scale and I'm like, okay, like I know what I weigh. And then it stopped. And I was like, okay, that I'm not happy.
I need to disrobe a little more.
I'm a good 15 pounds heavier than I thought I was. And
do you not own a scale at home?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't own a scale at home, and I'm going to keep eating shit. Because, I mean, the thing of it is like, I used to work out so hard. Like, I would go before and after work.
Wow.
Just for hours. And it worked. I plateaued after a while, and I was fit and did a 5K and all that stuff. The Warrior Dash. But, like, I'm still just as happy as I was then.
Yeah.
So it's like, eh. Like, if I can find a gym that I want to go to again, great. But it's...
For me, it interferes with
my
life.
For me, it does a little, too.
Because
like, I'm winded going upstairs.
If I tie my shoes, it's on the side.
And I have been doing that sometimes, mainly because I'm wearing my apron at work.
And, like, part of my recovery program, because, and if you're just new to the podcast, I've been clean and sober 20 years. Like, as soon as I wake up, I slide out of bed, I get on my knees, I get in like this position where I'm like, what do you call it?
like submitting yourself.
Like, yeah, I'm like make yourself vulnerable. I just go like this. I lay, I'm on my knees and I lay on the bed and I say this prayer that's like a mix of the several step prayers. I just say, God, I offer myself to you to build with me and do with me as you will. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do your will and take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of your power, your love, and your way of life. So I do that, but when I get back up, it fucking isn't easy because I'm fat.
Looking at that, I don't want to completely change the topic.
Well, wait. But and to the prayer part?
Yeah, like, I want to talk to the prayer part.
I believe that there's something greater than me, but I don't know what it is. I don't believe in white beard God in the sky. I don't believe in that.
What about salt and pepper beard?
I don't believe there's like some dude up in the sky. I think my personal belief is that God is in everything. All of us
like,
together,
like the force,
is the greater power. And how it's explained to me in doing recovery is like if me and Rochelle have to lift this 600-pound rock, right? Like we probably can't do it, and we get Christine in there and we can move the rock. But we can't lift it to where it needs to go, but we get Justin and somebody else. That power is greater than just my power or just mine and Rochelle's power.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So they're saying if it's just, if there aren't enough people, you could get stoned.
Basically, yeah. Or drunk. Depending, it might be a big bottle of wine. You don't know.
It was a rock joke. Sorry. It was a Rocky and recovery joke.
Yeah.
So when I first started dating Jeff, I knew that he was in recovery. We talked about that pretty early on. But I didn't
first
know
time I
didn't know yeah, and I didn't know the process and what types of things he did on a daily basis. And I remember the first night you spent the night and you woke up that morning and you got down and started praying.
He's proposing.
No, and I remember thinking, oh my God, this guy is so religious. I don't even go to church.
And that's the funny thing, is he isn't.
What I immediately first thought was, how am I going to tell him that I, like, you know, I don't really go to church?
Right.
Like, he's praying every morning. And now I know, obviously. He shared that with me. I just thought that was super funny.
Yeah. Well, and so I made her dinner, and she... Did we already talk about this in the podcast?
I don't know if we did.
About the wine?
No.
Okay, so I made her... I made her dinner, like pasta, because, you know, fucking carbs, right? And she's like, hey, it's not going to bother you if I drink some wine, is it? And I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, whatever, I'm good. So she takes it, I watch her, she takes a glass, a wine glass, puts ice in it, pours some white wine or whatever she's drinking in there.
Moscato.
And takes a couple sips throughout the dinner and then let it sit there. And then when we go to bed, she like dumps it out. And I'm like, oh my God, you are so not one of us, meaning somebody in recovery. And she's like, why, what do you mean? I'm like, first of all, if you put wine in, or ice in there and you pour wine in there, you have to chug it right away because you're going to dilute the alcohol. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I just wanted a couple sips. And I'm like, again, more reason. And when we first met, like, I told her all the stuff. And she told me, like, she had tried
weed
or didn't
like
it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to talk about something
I am.
Else. Do not talk about that on the podcast. My family does not know about that.
Well, they know something now.
Yeah. Sorry, I do not want that on there. That is like a personal thing.
Am I in trouble?
No, of course not.
Are the podcast people going to get
me? Podcast police? No.
Fuck.
So I think we should not that I want to share my weight, but we should talk about our futile attempt at walking before work every morning.
You mean the two times we did it? You want to talk about the two times we did?
I feel like we did it three times.
We did not.
So I live, or we live, in like a mountain range. It's like Mount Everest.
It's no joke. You guys are like, these are the roads.
So like to go for a morning walk is like climbing a mountain, even if it's like two blocks.
Very hilly.
You don't have to lean forward and yell into the phone.
What?
You're like, hey, everybody listen.
Gather round.
You say that, you always tell her that, but it always turns out good on the podcast when I listen to it.
I know, and so many times he's like, lean forward, you're not talking loud enough. So now I'm talking too loud.
So I'm sorry, but three times, way to go.
No,
right.
Around here,
it's a lot.
The reason she thinks it's three times is because the first time we did it, we left the house, we walked down here, we walked up behind the house, all the way around, back, and then all the way down around the whole block and back.
Two.
She's counting that as two. It is two, basically.
Yeah.
But it was only one time we walked.
Yeah.
And then we walked again, and then it was like, F this.
Yeah, it was also like at the beginning of the summer.
Oh.
And by the time I got back to the house, I was so hot, and then I had to jump in the shower, and I couldn't cool down, and it felt so hot all day.
And then guess what? Once it's cooler, it'll be too wet.
So I've been trying to convince him, like, I want to go for walks, but I want to, like, go down to, like, a flat area and start,
you
like,
guys should go to
the park.
Yeah, Front Street. Like,
yeah.
Right there. I love walking. So there's...
See?
Sorry.
What
I get it.
Me?
Like, I can make excuses
here?
To not do things.
Like, you're looking at
days.
Me like, see? It's your fault.
Oh! No, I'm just saying, I get
like
it. So,
baby, like, work
I wouldn't
way
be this
way
if it wasn't for you, Jeff. That's the look I just
Neither
got.
Would I, Jeff.
Yeah, I've made everyone fat now.
So this park they're talking about is great. Riverfront Park. Mm-hmm. There are bridges that go to other awesome parks in town.
Yeah, I love
so
it there.
So even though I live south of downtown, I can go to a park across the street from my house, walk across the taco-shaped bridge and be downtown.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Taco-shaped?
The taco
yeah.
bridge. That new white taco bridge. Google Taco Bridge, Oregon, and it will come up.
What?
Yes.
There are people coming down the stairs.
Nah.
Okay.
So what?
Okay, I just...
It's a taco bridge.
Okay. Taco bridge.
Yeah,
it's a taco really bridge cool. where we had our first date. Like
I just... It's not a taco. I'm
okay.
sorry.
Okay.
It's very futuristic.
For me.
Yeah.
Like, it's like an American taco, maybe.
Isn't that just a taco?
No, like the preformed, crunchy
okay.
when
you, taco
shells.
Taco.
That's
when
not
you,
like a taco.
When you hold
it's Americanized.
When you're holding up a taco to keep all the shit in there, it's that shape.
Okay, goddamn.
It's not a tostada bridge. You're right.
Tacos when they show up are
flat. That
must
be a flat. That's a road.
That's yep. a queue.
It's not a Doritos Locos Tacos bridge, man.
Yeah, because those are just messy and they get all
over. Or no,
tacos
it is one of those.
From now on.
It is Doritos Locos Loco Bacon Burger.
Bacon Rankin.
Bacon Rankin.
Bacon Rankin. Chicken Bacon Ranch Doritos oh. Cool Ranch Dorito Shell Taco from Taco Bell.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, I was
I love those fake tacos.
I know. I don't
so
know.
Bad. I like the...
It's a pothead's dream, though.
Chalupa. I'm obsessed with the chalupa.
I like chalupa's saying that good. Word.
Yeah. Chalupa?
Yeah.
It is a fun
it's
word.
Like it sound, it
I
sounds
think
dirty.
Is a fun word.
I like ginkgo biloba.
Chalupa sounds dirty.
Ginkgo biloba.
Like there's yep. some
chalupa.
Dirty undertone to yeah. it.
What is that?
Shh. It's
like,
the
hey, you want to lick my chalupa?
She ate my chalupa.
All of it.
And this is why I'm overweight.
Because I
like
all the chalupa.
Because now I want Taco Bell. We just
want
bomb-ass tacos.
Now I want your friend's chalupa.
Well, that's like me last night. I like got home from work. I was so hungry. I made an egg sandwich. And I climbed into bed, and I just went grocery shopping, and I knew there were Choco Tacos in the
room. Oh, my God, yeah. What did you say? You
so
were cracking
I was like,
yourself
I'm
up.
Wait, what shape,
bed.
What shape are they? Do
American,
they look like
American
a,
taco.
Do they look like the bridge?
They look yes. like an American taco.
And I'm laying in bed.
It's an American
like,
taco bridge, okay?
And I said, the Choco Tacos are calling me. I know they're in there. I must bring one.
I know, but you like... You
and I started laughing because I...
You were laughing and dancing and running around.
Because
that's
it's
like
exciting
Choco Tacos
because they
do.
Are delicious.
It's, a, we know it's ridiculous.
It's a Choco Taco.
And two... They're Choco Tacos.
I know. Like, I love
Choco
you.
Choco
know.
Tacos.
I kind of dance sometimes when I'm eating. Like, I do this little wiggle
oh,
like
yeah.
a little kid. Like,
I eat dance, too.
Yeah?
I do little dances when I eat as well.
Okay, because I know I'm not the only one that does it, but I just get excited. I'm just,
when it's good? When the food's good?
Oh, yeah.
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 For me, I have the, like, oh my... Yeah, I have the, oh my God, this is the best thing ever sort of experience.
Right, right.
And like, I it's like I'm, you know, experiencing...
spirituality at the level I've never had before.
It doesn't even have to be especially good, just something I'm excited for, food-wise. Mm.
What's your favorite food? Do you have a favorite food?
It used to be sushi.
Really?
Yeah. I can't have sushi anymore.
What? We should talk about your sushi.
Because not you're pregnant?
No.
You won't eat sushi anymore.
Oh, God,
don't.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I won't eat sushi anymore.
Yeah.
Because of the worms?
No, because...
are you pregnant?
No. Story. No. I read this story. This professor, like a geneticist, and was teaching genetics to a class, and she had them, the students, go get sushi and bring it back.
Oh, no.
And what it was, and they ran genetic DNA testing on it, and it wasn't fucking fish.
No, it was fish. It just wasn't the right kind of fish, what they thought they were eating, right?
Well, no, it was like weird shit.
It wasn't like they were
eating dog. You couldn't explain what it was.
I mean,
no.
It wasn't dog. No, it was like, it was... fish, but it was like different.
Like, they thought they were eating tuna, and it turned out it was like crappie or something.
Well,
like
no, but it was weird. It freaked me out. Yeah. It totally freaked
me out.
Well,
I'm sure they'll go for a less costly fish.
Yeah.
Well, a less costly something. Yeah. Whatever it is.
It wasn't like you were eating goldfish.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, explains where all my goldfish went as a kid.
Right.
Thanks, Mom.
And also, I've been wanting sushi, and he's like, no.
Yeah, it used
to be. Well, no, I'll eat the soft shell crab, the spider roll.
Well, that's because you know it's definitely a crab.
Yeah, I love that shit. Tempura soft shell crab.
I will eat almost anything. Just hope my stomach digests it.
Yeah.
Well, you're lactose intolerant.
1 year.
Lactose.
I think it was.
Lactose? Is that back to the rock joke again?
Lactose.
Oh my god. I am lactose intolerant, but I take pills for that. So if I'm eating my Milky Pills, I can eat pretty much anything.
Yeah. The queso.
I had a friend that didn't know those existed, and they were lactose intolerant.
Ooh.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? So we took him to the store and got him. He's like, these are amazing. I was like, no, don't.
I cannot eat ice cream.
Don't go crazy, because you'll still upset your stomach if you eat too much of it.
I knew they existed. I just went without for a long time.
I know.
And then I bought some so I could have real pizza with my kids.
Mm.
And it was amazing. Not eating pizza for like almost a decade and then eating pizza.
Can you fluff them up, you think? And not snort them?
Not really. I doubt it.
It's probably not going to
I mean, your mucous membrane.
No.
For more an effect.
Well, it needs to go into your belly.
It doesn't go into your bloodstream. Yeah. It goes into your gut.
Well, I mean, it goes in your bloodstream, but it's probably.
Well, that's not what helps you digest
first.
Its main action is in the stomach.
Okay. I just, as an ex drug addict.
Can I snort this?
Yeah. Can you fluff this?
You don't get its effects by introducing it into the bloodstream. It's in your gut.
Back in the day, I snorted tequila one time.
Yeah?
Oh. Did that burn your nose?
Yeah.
What? It really does. Booze
it really does.
After you did it, did you squeeze a lime in the other nostril?
No. No, I just thought.
Did you lick salt?
I thought this was dumb. Salt. Why don't we just drink it?
That didn't work.
Yeah, it burns when you
drink
it.
Back to the drawing board.
So I have a question. When someone asks you where you want to go to eat, do you go,
oh my god,
no, I don't know, where do you want to go to eat? Because Jeff and I constantly have this like, hey, I'm hungry, what do you want to do for dinner?
Every
I don't know, what do you want to
every
eat?
Person in the world has it.
So this is everybody has it. I am unique in the fact that I literally almost never do really care where I eat.
Oh, you really don't?
And people don't get it. They're just like, just tell me what you want. I'm like, I don't care. Like, food in my mouth coming at me. That's all I want.
Like, so, but by doing that, like, is it cause, like, issues?
Yeah, because they don't know how to react. They're like, just tell me where you want to eat.
And I'm like, you pick.
I don't even know where we are right now.
Like, we get in the, like, I don't even know where we are right now.
What town are we in? Like, what day is it? Am I supposed to be at work? No? Okay.
Siri, what restaurants are close to me? Hurry!
Siri, tell me where I should eat.
So a lot of my time will be spent on my phone looking for places near me to eat. And I'm just like, how about this? And they're are like, no. Yeah. I don't want that. I'm like, okay.
So why'd you bring it up, babe?
I don't know. I was just wondering if from another girl's perspective.
Yeah, it's a thing.
If that was a thing.
I heard that you should.
I feel like you and I do that a lot.
I heard that you should...
I'm gonna make this one sexual.
Suggest the place that they wanted to eat in the first place that you thought they would want to eat in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Or, oh, no, this is what it was. You say, guess where I'm taking you to eat.
Yes, I've heard that too.
And the first thing they say, you're like, yes.
Yes, that's exactly how did where you I'm know? Taking you.
Yeah, that's a good...
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
The one I use, and I used today on Megan, actually, was, if you could eat anything you wanted right now, where would you want to eat? And of course, the first thing she says is, Izzy's. And I'm like, no. I'm not going to spend that much money
to... love Izzy so much.
To not
no
eat that
to
much.
Izzy's, but I don't think it's that great. And it's super
my ex-husband,
if it was way cheap, it was half the price.
Yeah.
My ex-husband used to manage an Izzy's, and
why is it so expensive? Did they say? Does he know?
No. I mean, I never asked. It was just always like everybody would always be like, "Let's go to Izzy's. Dan works there," and I'm like, "No, I don't want to go to Izzy's." Like, it wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible either. Like, it was just food.
Yeah.
It was food sitting under a hot lamp.
So, I will tell you, she said Izzy's, and then I was like, no, babe, that's like, it's too expensive for not eating a lot of food. She's like, yeah. She goes, let's just go to Mexican. I said, well, there's a Mexican restaurant by the Ross. Ross is where we're going, where we saw Rochelle today.
Yeah.
And she's like, KFC.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, KFC.
I do
that's
like some
good
KFC.
Stuff.
I like KFC, but KFC does not like me.
And she says,
oh, yeah,
get
I get
some,
that.
Burp it up all
we'll
life.
Get fat chicken breath.
That's what she said. Fat chicken breath.
That's awesome.
It's like greasy chicken.
Yeah. Every time I think of KFC, I think of South Park, where Cartman ate all the chicken skin off the chicken.
Oh,
that's what
favorite.
I do.
I would love to do
that's
that.
All
just
do.
Eat
like
all
eat
the
eat
skin
the chicken?
Off the
yeah.
chicken. Yes.
It's my favorite
And then
part.
Everybody else got in from unloading the car with groceries, and we're like, Cartman!
Oh, so he like ate the crispy
everybody.
Like, and the,
all
oh,
of it.
That's so funny.
Right? I would be pissed if it happened to me, but if I were the chicken skin eater... be happy.
I was at a grocery store one night in California on vacation, and when I walked outside, there was the most homeless person I've ever seen. They just looked sad and homeless. And I was like, you know what? Let's go in the grocery store and you can get whatever you want.
I've done that.
That was nice.
So, took him in the grocery store, and he wanted he wanted fried chicken and soda.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's the simplest thing they
yeah.
want, and it's
and he was
usually
like,
food.
You will not believe how long fried chicken will last unrefrigerated. Oh. Lasts forever.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Bacteria don't want... Not even bacteria
not
will
even
eat
bacteria
it.
Wants that. That's gonna tell you something.
Well, that's a nice story.
That, I think all he really wanted... Oh, and cigarettes. But I think all he really wanted was money so he could put himself up for the night. Mm.
That makes sense. I have a hard time because I'm so weird. I will be like, have like leftovers or something I bought and I'm not really gonna eat it or whatever. And then I'll see somebody like anything helps, the signs and whatnot. And I'll give it to them and then I'll be like, well, what if they have a food allergy? Like, what if they're gluten intolerant? Did I just kill them? Like, that's where my mind goes and I feel like
God.
A dick. And then I'm like, no. Just calm down. You're overthinking.
Rochelle out on the streets killing homeless people.
Right?
Like, that just... guy looks like he's got a peanut allergy. Here, try this pad thai chicken.
Oh my gosh. Little do they know I'm just trying to get
you're like, I would
dogs.
Like to give you this cheeseburger, however, and you just signed this disclaimer that you're about
right.
to for this cheeseburger.
I want to give you this leftover food, but you need to sign this waiver.
But I'm going to have you sign this.
What's your legal name?
They'd probably be like, no. I'll starve. Get this lady away from me.
I love it.
But who thinks about that? Like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, what if they don't like that kind of food? And then I'm like, they're homeless, Rochelle. Calm down.
Well, they'll share it with someone else who eats it.
Yeah, that's true.
So to end this conversation, I will tell you that when I say to Christine, if you could eat anywhere you wanted... Where would you eat? She's like, I don't know. What do you want? And
I
so,
figured that's where that was going.
On that note, we're going to end the podcast now. So, thank you, Rochelle, for being our guest.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast.
Yeah. It's always fun.
We're and, excited to have you playing Wii with us.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Another song next podcast?
I'll try to come up with one.
I think we might be able to.
You want to do it, too?
Sure.
Okay.
I think you guys should just do a theming series.
All right.
At J2K.
K.
K.
K. K. K. K. K.
I want to. I stand a wipe. Don't you think that's interesting?
J2K. J2K.
Mr. Rogers makes me cry like a little bitch. Don't forget hashtag totes dope AF.
J2K.
J2K.
Hey everybody, don't forget you can email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to talk about.
And also, don't forget to use hashtag TotesDopeAF on Twitter, Instagram, and MyFace.
All those places. Good night, Christine.
Good night.